It remains the worst disaster in U.S. maritime history. Add to the tragedy the fact that many of the dead were young soldiers being transported back to their homes in April 1865 at the end of the Civil War. Their story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the early morning hours of April 27, 1865, the steamboat Sultana's boilers exploded, resulting in the deaths of 1,167 people. As other ships came to rescue survivors and recover the dead, a resting place for those who had lost their lives was created just downriver.
The second largest burial ground for unknown soldiers is in the National Cemetery in Memphis. There we have 28 marked graves from some of the victims from the Sultana.
But the vast majority are marked as unknown. Melody Walker shares the story from the Sultana Museum in Marion, Arkansas. Those who survived formed the Sultana Survivors Association to remember those lost and fight for the rights of the living.
So 20 years after the event, they got together, but they also felt like a pension was deserving. They also wanted a national monument to the Sultana.
A monument was eventually erected in Mount Olive Cemetery in Knoxville in 1916.
After the last survivor died in 1941, the story somewhat disappears. In 1988, an attorney in East Tennessee by the name of Norman Shaw first learns of the story and becomes obsessed with the story, is very curious about the story.
He did not want people to forget the tremendous tragedy that had taken place.
He actually puts out word for anyone interested in reforming this group. He wanted to meet at this Mount Olive Cemetery on the anniversary. To his surprise, over 50 people show up.
That group meets to this day, and the renewed interest in the tragedy at the end of the Civil War resulted in the Sultana Museum here in the river town near where the disaster occurred. Traveling the countryside in Marion, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.